No.
It's enough. Even torturing you is boring.
This is the small council.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Small Council Radio. It's good to be back. I am excited to get back in the swing of things. I know we've had a couple episodes here or there, but I know I've been kind of absent recently. For those that didn't already know, just had another little one. It's 7 days old today. But I have also been, for those that also don't know, I work every Monday and Thursday. But since I was able to take off the last couple of Mondays, I was able to join Mickey on Tourney Grounds. So definitely go check out those episodes and all their other episodes. Always a great time over there if you're looking for more content. Today we will be talking about the new Bolton faction that was, I'm saying leaked because I have not seen it on like an official site. But I could totally be wrong. It could be something that was taken from like a CMON newsletter or something that I was unaware of. But just because I'm throwing the word leaked in there, so apologize if that is technically not correct and it's just a reveal. But just waiting for my co-host to hop on. As soon as he is on, I'll introduce him, someone that hasn't been on in a while, and I'm sure you guys will be excited to have him kind of hiding in the background, but has not left the game. And I don't think anyone is more excited than he is about this new reveal. So with that said, I'm going to just kind of, do what I normally do, kind of do the shout-outs at the beginning of the show. To that way we can kind of kill a little time while not, talking about nothing. I always want to shout out the other content creators out there. I know we've here at Small Council Radio have been doing a lot of content for a long time, but for the most part, it doesn't require a whole lot of editing or a lot of time involved, with the exception of maybe some of the stuff that Cyrus is doing with the extra shots and the content that he produces does require a little editing in there. But mostly I'm talking about like my shows and like Brett's shows. We kind of just type in the info for the show, what time we want it to start at, press play, or financial support. But if you are looking to financially support someone, definitely go to some of these other content creators that are putting in a lot of work. There's definitely a little less nowadays than there used to be back in kind of the heyday, so to speak, but still a good amount of options out there that you can help support, whether that be Sunday Slaughter, Turnagrounds, or whoever it may be. The Turnagrounds kind of being a part of Stats in a sense. Stats, Song of Ice and Fire, stats.com. Does so much work for the community, supporting them, or even, like I said, Sunday Slaughter, their battle reports are amazing and require a lot of editing. So definitely, if you're looking to support someone, go that route. While I'm on that topic, I will throw it out there that I have thought about maybe doing a way to support Small Council in the future. We'll see how things go. It's definitely not something it's kind of just an idea on the top of my head, but we do have to pay a decent amount per year for Blog Talk Radio and for the stuff we need to keep going. But between me and my co-hosts, we usually just split the costs and we pay for it every year out of our own pocket. But I may consider, throwing it out there that those that want to support us can in the future. but nothing is set in stone. And even then, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, again, I couldn't really take your money with how little it requires for me to put into the content, that anything past whatever it costs to keep the show running will probably just be thrown back into the community through raffles and prize support, either through tournaments, at like larger tournaments, or just raffles online like we do from time to time. So I wanted to throw that out there. That way, if one day I decide to do some sort of support for the show, it doesn't seem out of left field, because I do mention all the time that, you know, we don't really take anything at the moment. And if you do want to support someone, definitely look at some of these other content creators. So definitely support them in any way you can, whether it be financially, if you can. Definitely don't put yourself out there if, like, you're not in the right place to do it financially. But at least, you know, throw some likes on their videos or podcasts, or become a member in the sense of subscription, just something that makes their numbers go up, shows them that you support them. Or, you know, another amazing thing you can do is just sharing the show out, whether it be, again, a battle report or a podcast. All those things are free to do, and you'd be surprised how much it really adds to, you know, the ability to get your content out there when you have not only yourself throwing your content on all the different sites, whether it be Discord or Facebook or whatnot. But when you have a lot of people recommending your content, it really, you know, it's one thing for me to tell you that the show is good. Obviously, I'm, you know, a little biased. But it's another when you have a friend that you trust, like, hey, look, you got to listen to the show or watch these battle reports, because, you know, then, you know, they're more likely to listen or watch the content. So definitely consider sharing it out and liking it and all that stuff. With that said, I do have my co-host here. I want to welcome back and thank to not only be here, but also the topic.
A topic? What topic? Dan, can you hear me?
You know, yeah, you're good. You know, the topic of all the neutral units being discontinued and no longer being allowed ever anywhere.
As I often say, I'm not really a neutral player. I'm a Bolton player.
Yep.
My favorite line. I'm very excited for it. I haven't played a lot in the last, I don't know, like X amount of time. I don't know, a couple, like over the last year and a half, I've only played pretty sporadically, I think, right? I think this will be the like breath of fresh air I need, because I've been really hard-pressed into playing, not hard-pressed, just like really adamant about playing like Boltons and neutrals so much, you know? Like it's what I have always enjoyed playing, but I didn't really like it venturing out into other neutrals, because they don't really jive well together, unfortunately. So I've really just stuck with Roos, Ramsey, and my four units throughout all the years that I've played this, and I think you can vouch for that as well. So I'm pumped. I really, 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 really hope that that all these work well together. Even if they're not good, I'm totally fine with it.
Well,
worst case
scenario,
but still where I'm at.
Yep. We're not only going to kind of discuss each of the like units that are revealed or leaked, whatever you want to call it, but we'll also kind of speculate on them, because obviously there's not a whole lot to go off of. There's no like unit cards, point costs, or anything like that, but we do have some sculpts and boxed art.
All right, so where do we start?
Yep, let's see. So I want to pull up something. Someone in my chat had pointed out, I don't know where he got the info. I'm sure it's somewhere that I just haven't seen. But he pointed out that there's 52 tactics cards in the box, which suggests that it includes a new Bolton base deck of 14 cards, the existing neutral base deck of 14 cards, and then both neutral and Bolton commander cards for each Roos and Ramsey, you know, 6 times 4 being 24. Starter box is Bolton, Like that, it does not say neutral, as far as I'm aware, anywhere on there. It just says, I mean, granted, it's in a different language. I don't know which. but as far as, like, the house name, it just says Bolton. Now, there is, you know, there is the question of what comes in it. My theory, I could totally be wrong, but if it does come with a neutral deck, every unit in the box would have to be usable in neutrals, because the other theory is that these Dreadfort units that are shown are only going to be Bolton only. They're not going to be neutral. But the Bolton units are still going to be neutral and Bolton, much like how Stormcrow units are Targaryen, but also neutral. With that said, my theory is that the Bolton starter box will come with new cutthroat sculpts, which they did show, or at least that's our assumption. They look almost, there's almost no doubt in my mind that they're cutthroat sculpts, reversible between neutrals or Boltons, which I think there's an upside and downside to that. Obviously, the upside is that it's completely reversible. Those that have not gotten into Boltons at all, or very little, will get They'll get not only the new sculpts, but they'll get, you know, a little bit of everything they need and have essentially two different factions to play. Whereas those that have already played and already collected everything, yes, you're going to get an extra Fleetman and you're going to get an extra Blackguard, but you'll still get two units of new sculpts of cutthroats, which in my opinion look amazing. But you'll also get all the cards needed and updated commanders and NCs and stuff. What's kind of your take on all that?
So first, I totally agree with the cutthroat sculpts. They are fantastic. I am bummed, though, because I have so many painted, and I don't want to get them all painted again. But, yeah, I think that's a good bet. I could see a world where there's Bastard Girls instead of Flaydmen, but I think they're fairly interchangeable between the two. With the 52 cards and the neutral deck, I think it's a really good bet that it'll just have Bolton units. And I was having a discussion earlier with, I think it was Craig and Cyrus about the Dreadfort name seeming to be very specific, because they could have easily just named them Bolton Spearmen or Bolton Archers, which would be lame, admittedly. So, but it definitely seems like they're not going to be neutral, because that would be weird, right? Like, if everything in the army could be neutral, then the only unique thing to the army is the commander deck, which is just a second neutral army, essentially, right?
And it's only 14 cards. It's not even like it's all 20. So I'm assuming at that point, why would you even make different Roos or Ramsey cards?
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a really, really good bet that the Dreadfort stuff, and probably most of the Bolton, if not all the Bolton stuff going forward, will be its own faction. But it's an easy precedent with Stormcrows, right? It's just happening with Boltons. It seems pretty simple. Most importantly, I'm also really excited for NCUs. That's something I've griped about a significant amount over the years, is as a neutral player, I don't have a lot of options that are like worth taking in a neutral army when it comes to NCUs. So any NCUs I can get my hand on, I'm happy.
Yep.
But I think there's also a chance for other commanders besides Roos and Ramsey, though.
In the starter box, there definitely is the potential. But looking at the... So my theory is mostly going off of, the flexibility of making it all those things I had mentioned, but I do agree with the ability to flip Bastard Girls with Flaydmen, which I would say only because Bastard Girls are so hard to play, that I think putting it in a starter box when someone new might be buying that box could be a little daunting.
That's true.
I always see it. Go ahead.
Oh, I said that's true. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. I think part of it cut off, so I thought you were trying to say something else. But yeah, the I personally love Bastard Girls way more than any other Bolton unit. So I wouldn't, especially if they got new sculpts, that would be absolutely amazing. If maybe that's something that hasn't been, like, leaked or shown yet, and that was in the box, that'd just be amazing. Because there's nothing inherently wrong with the Bastard Girls. They look good, but they are, like, a starter, Kickstarter sculpt. I would say the only sculpt that, like, completely stands the test of time is probably the Flayedmen.
Yeah, for sure.
Out of the Kickstarter stuff.
I would say that that's completely true. Out of all three factions and all... Well, Tully Sworn Shields, actually. I think they're pretty solid.
For the most part. Other than, you know, some of the small things like, you know, no quivers on the ranged units. I still loved a lot of the sculpts from the Kickstarter, with the exception of Guardsmen. I just didn't like the way their swords were. Like, I liked the shields and the armor and all that. I just, you know, I hated like the direction the swords were pointed. But so that's not to say, like, you know, it's just they've gotten so much better with their sculpts that, you know, and I'm sure Simon would agree. I mean, that's why they're updating all the sculpts pretty much for you know, when they came out with the Stark and Lannister starters, you know, all the sculpts that needed it anyways, at least in their opinion, I would assume. And I think this would be no different. I think Flayedmen, you know, I still look at them and I go, man, they look pretty awesome. Whereas, like, Bastard Girls, they just look all right. You know, they're dogs and some bowmen. So I could definitely see, you know, a new sculpt new sculpts of Bastard Girls. But what I was getting at with the starter box and what a lot of my assumption is going off of is what is on the box. So if you look at the box up close, there's a decent amount, but not a whole lot going on, in the sense that you can tell the guard looking guy is a new unit that isn't revealed yet or something, but it looks pretty close to what a Black Guard would it already looks like. So I think that's an indicator that the box comes with two Cutthroats and a Black Guard. The fourth unit, I think, is what's up for question. Some people have said it could be the Spearmen, the Dreadfort Spearmen, or even the Dreadfort Archers. Personally,
well, yeah, you can see the guy, the second guy on the box definitely has a bow.
Does he? Is that the guy to the left of the Black Guard?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it swung on his back now. Yep.
Yeah.
So, and I think the guy next to him is a Flayer, almost, looks like it.
Yeah, he looks exactly like the Flayer.
So I could definitely be wrong there. It could be one Black Guard, two Cutthroats, and a Flayer. Or, sorry, Flayer. A Bowman, the Dreadfort Bowman. I would think that'd be a little weird, though, in the sense that now if you're looking to buy this box only because you want neutrals, let's just say you have no intention of doing Bolton, you just think, okay, more bang for my buck if I want neutral stuff. Commanders, starter boxes, if I recall correctly, have only ever come with two commanders, and the two that are shown on here are, I know that's definitely Ramsey, and I'm assuming that's Roos. His sword looks similar, like the jaggedness towards the hilt.
I think that his hair and everything, he fits the description of Roos perfectly.
So I would say that the starter box almost for sure is those two commanders. I have no idea who's in the back.
That's Jennypool and Fat Waldo.
Oh, yep.
Jennypool is the one who disguises herself as Arya to marry Ramsay, and then the other one doesn't really need a description.
That's
her name says
it all. Marries, right?
Yep. Her, she was worth her weight in gold.
So that'll be interesting. So I'm almost for sure those are the NCUs. What they do, who knows? I'm sure there'll be panic.
I was going to say that. I wonder if they're going to keep the theme of panic-oriented, which I you know, there's, it's got its ups and downs, but I've been doing it so long that it's how I play the game. So I would love
to
remain the same.
I think would be a great opportunity to move Lannisters away from this panic-oriented theme. And I'm not saying take it all away, by no means. What I'm saying, though, is they can Lannisters could have more of an identity of control than they do of, like, always giving out vicious and panic and intimidating presence and all that. And then you can really give Bolton their identity to be the panic faction. I'm talking, like,
really dial
you know,
it
even
up.
Though like Lannisters have it, but, you know, if you're looking to really be panic-themed, you're looking Bolton. You're like, hey, this is their identity. It's, you know, oh, you have a high morale faction? Well, that doesn't matter because now we have this cool new feature that's like your morale is always considered, I don't know, 7 or something. You know, like something that's
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You know, something that it's always like, oh, you're always 50. Without, you know, because obviously you need to make it to where you're not going to absolutely demolish bad morale factions. Does that make sense? While still being like, oh, you think you're brave? Nope. You're counting as a 7. Like, you're 4 up, 3 up. You're like, I auto-pass whatever shenanigans. You know, nope, you are 50-50. Let's see what you do. Or, I don't know, I think this would be a perfect opportunity, but I guess time will tell, because I'm willing to bet if it's anything like the Stormcrows, the 4 Bolton units are not changing in any way. Unless, like, they've already updated them, but if they update them, they're going to be updated. My main point is they're not going to be different. The 4 Bolton units that are already out will be the same whether or not you take them for neutral or you take them in the Bolton faction. Now, the real question is that where the identity is really going to hinge on the Spearmen and the Archers? Because looking at the box art, they look pretty cool. They look like... my initial word I wanted to say, which I don't think is fair, is like a dumbed-down Lightbringer. My guess is these guys are going to be like a 6-point Lightbringer variant. You know, I don't see why you would put flames on the bows if you weren't going to have some Lightbringer-esque, you know, theme with the vicious or something. But I almost for sure, I bet you these guys are going to be 6 points, so they're going to just be less armored, less morale Lightbringers that are just going to be panicking the people they shoot.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to keep with the theme, then sure, yeah. I wonder... I don't have much experience with bows because I pretty much have only ever used Bastard Scrolls as my range unit for 4 or 5 years, so I've always just had a couple shots in charge. So they've definitely got to have something that plays off of panic if that's going to be maintain the identity. And it's got to be able to do significant enough damage for them to be worth bringing over Bastard Scrolls.
Well, I was thinking it could even be similar to Bastard Scrolls in the sense that, you know, how you shoot with Bastard Scrolls, after the attack, they become vulnerable. These guys could be vicious shots, and then after the attack, you become panicked. So that way you can't use the panic on their own test, but you can then be putting panic on them, especially if they're engaged, for your other Bolton units.
I think that would work really well because one of the things that I've struggled with, like playing as Roos, is getting panic tokens out. So having a unit that can start dishing them out would be a really big deal. And then it'll help proc all the attachments that we already currently have, like Dreadfort and Flare. So that could be important.
Yeah, well, because I think, you know, panic tokens are the key to helping, you know, even let's say, you know, because I know that, like, adding, like, a theme that, like, makes good morale so, like, impenetrable might not actually happen. Even, you know, it's more of like a wish list type of thing. So with that said, I think the only equalizer is panic tokens, but you have to be able to throw out enough. Because making a reroll on a panic test is sometimes the only way to get those high or those great morale factions to actually fail. You know, because you're just hoping that their first roll rolls a one in there, and now your chances go up exponentially that they're going to then fail that good morale, like a 4-up or a 5-up, if you can then just make them re-roll the one die. You know, it's still only like a, let's say if they have a 4-up morale, they would need a 1 or 2. That's still only like, what, a 33-point-something% chance that they fail, but it's still something. But just being like, oh, minus 2 from Vicious, you know, you don't want to, again, like I said, you don't want to, like, give everything Vicious, everything Intimidating Presence, you know, because obviously, I don't know, I think you don't want to punish bad morale so much that they just say, oh, well, I'm not even going to roll my test every time. I'm just going to roll the damage. But you also want to be like, you know, these morale, these amazing morale lists are something that you don't have to fear. Because I know I'm going to just throw it out there, but I know that's something that you've kind of, you know, that's the one thing you've really had a trouble with, like with playing your Boltons, is you face this, like, all like high morale army. It's like, great, well, now what my stuff is good at, it can't even get through any of it.
I've had an easier time since the last big update. What was it, 1.? I forget what it's called, 1.5 or whatever it was.
Version 2021.
Yeah, version 2021. So since that came out, it's been a lot more consistent. But before that, it was so wildly inconsistent that I didn't even care about the Vicious keyword whatsoever. It just never mattered. But that, you said that you can't give everything Vicious. Do you think everything will, like, what would be missing Vicious? So we know that four things have Vicious. Do you think the archers and the spearmen would have Vicious?
So I could definitely see everything having Vicious, but I think it's, I was more so thinking, like, you can't give everything everything. You know,
oh, sure,
you
yeah, totally.
Like, and then, like, you know, give an attachment that has Intimidating Presence, and then it's like, all right, you know, the entire faction is now making you take it at minus 3,
plus
1 damage, plus more, plus, you know, because then, again, it falls back into the thing where I'm, you know, worried that bad morale armies are, you know, you're going to have no chance. That's why I think, you know, if, again, like, kind of like a wish list is, like, some cool faction effect that just equalizes the whole morale balance when
that would be
Boltons.
Actually, I think, really cool, because it doesn't punish bad morale armies. It only punishes good morale armies. They could also, in a, like, less dramatic way, have, like, lesser versions of Intimidating Presence, so call it whatever, but one that's just an extra minus 1 while engaged with the unit, and then and then something else that gives, like, plus 1 while engaged with the unit. Just split Intimidating Presence into two abilities on certain units. Like, not that they'll have both abilities, but one as opposed to the other.
Yep. Finish up the kind of talking about the archers. So if I were to kind of speculate and guess what they were, you know, they're going to be a, you know, 5 move, obviously, I think is obvious. Armor is probably going to be like a 5-up. Morale is probably going to be a 7-up. You know, they're probably, if I were to guess, they're going to be almost identical to Stark Bowman. But instead of, like, all the things the Stark Bowman do for abilities, they'll have all the same stats, but they'll have Vicious, and then, again, this is probably like a wish list idea, but after the completion of the attack, the enemy becomes panicked.
I think that makes the stat line, I think, makes a ton of sense, because they're basically the cousins of the Starks, right? Like, they're just another Bannerman of Northmen. So they're still Northmen, so they're supposed to be rugged and durable just like they are. So their stat line remaining the same would be super on point lore-wise, I think, and then give them more panic-oriented abilities, and that would be perfect. I think that's exactly what we should expect to see.
But if I'm not mistaken, I'll look it up real quick, but I think Stark Bowmen are actually a 6-up morale, so I could still see them being a 6-up morale. They feel like balance-wise they need to be a 7, but I think at that point it's not too big. I mean, some people may disagree, but I don't think it's that big a deal in difference when you're talking about a Bowman unit. I mean, yeah, obviously every now and then it can matter, but I think...
Kind of like a frontline fighter that needs to stay alive more, right?
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to be honest with you. So Stark Bowman are a 6-up morale. If you're telling me these guys are a 7-up morale, or if you're asking me, would I take them at 6 points if they were a 7 morale, or would I only do it if they were a 6 morale, it wouldn't even cross my mind. I would just be taking them to take them. All right, and then next we can talk about the Dreadfort Spearmen and what we may think what they might have. What's your initial thoughts on these guys, or what you
most
think they
spearmen,
might be?
Most Spearmen units in the game we see are like average stats across the board. They don't excel at any one thing, but they're not like weak at any one thing. I feel like. I would think that they can't be more than 5 or 6 points. I wouldn't be overly surprised to see them at 5, especially if they're in a starter that doesn't have cutthroat. They're probably not going to be in the starter. But if they are in the starter, then I think we can guarantee they're 5, right?
And who knows? They might even be 7. I almost guarantee the cutthroats come in the starter. So you'd already...
were to come in the starter, it would be 5. But since they're not, then I think it's probably likely that they're going to be 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think 7. There's already, out of 6 units, there's already 2 expensive units at 7 and 8 points, so I would be very surprised to see 3 units that are super elite.
Mm-hmm. My guess is these guys, from their looks on the box art, these guys are going to be an offensive version of Blackguard. They're going to have a 3-up save.
I guess that makes sense, actually.
Because if I'm not mistaken, are there any spearmen, pikemen, anything in the game that even has a 3-up? I don't think there is.
A
5-up.
Unsullied. Are they a 4?
Mm-hmm.
Or Limed.
Even the Night's Watch have a 4-up. The Lannisters have a 4-up. Baratheons have a 4-up. And the Spearmen from Starks have a 4-up. Yeah, I don't think there's a single Spearman / Pikeman that have a 3-up. And more I look at these guys, the more their armor looks very identical, especially with the shields, to the Blackguard. I just think that instead of like the horrific visage and they're basically going to have more offensive abilities. You know, whether it be, or maybe just a different defensive. To be totally honest with you, I hope it's not like a set for charge. There's just so many spearmen that already have set for charge. That coordinated assault, which I believe is what it's called, where you get +1 hit on your charge per rank you have left, or set for charge. Because at the moment, basically every spearman, pikeman unit have one of those two abilities.
I was always surprised in this game with the lack of spearmen that we saw. And then when they came out, they seemed more defensive than any, or more offensive than anything else, with getting more hits on the charge. I personally, I expect to see a spearman unit being the anchor that your army fights around. And so it should, I expect it to be more defensive. I don't, it's weird to me that only halberds have something like set for charge, or generally only halberds and then cards and stuff like that. So I could definitely see them being somewhere 3. Yeah. So I feel like 3 defense might still be a little high you said you want them to be a more offensive version of Blackguard, but Blackguard only have their 3 defense and then horrific visage. And miserably weak attacks. So if this unit was a 3-up save with, like, hitting on 3s or more dice than Blackguard, then it would be kind of weird. Well, if there are 7 points, I guess it makes sense. But if there are 6 points, I don't think they could be hitting on 3s. I don't think that would make any sense. And then if they didn't hit on 3s, they would be too similar to Blackguard. But they do look defensive, so I kind of want to see what they look like.
Yeah, if I were to take a guess, then they probably have... Maybe they just don't even... I mean, it's hard to say that they wouldn't have any abilities, because can't think of really anything in the game that doesn't have at least one ability.
Yeah, exactly.
So they probably have something. Maybe it is like coordinated assault, so plus one hit for every rank you have on the charge. And then they hit on 3s, but they have like the same amount of dice. So you're trading Visage, which can trigger every attack and combo with your panic effects, for coordinated assault and hitting on 3s. So, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see. But I'm almost sure that these guys have a 3-up, but I could be wrong. They could be a 4-up. My one, real fear with these guys is now that the Lannister Halberdiers have gotten their buff from going from 6 points to 5 points, you know, a lot of people don't really think about this, but these units were already done, packaged, and ready to go long before these leaks, or they plan to show them that their cost was probably tested and put in based on, you know, before some changes happened. So I think these guys being compared to, you know, it'll depend what they look like. Obviously, this is all speculation, but I have a fear that people will look at them and then compare them to Halberdiers and be like, well, they're Halberdiers just easily better in every way. And my point will be, well, Halberdiers got a buff after these guys were, you know, completed and given the okay stamp. So, and we'll just have to see if maybe they get, if that is the case, that they are super similar. But they just seem to be outright worse. I'm sure Simon will we'll look through it, and then who knows, they might get a buff, in the next patch. I don't know. That's a lot of speculation for things that we have we don't know anything about. But just pretty much just like my one fear with them was that scenario.
Yeah, I mean it would be easy to fall short of a 5-point unit that does what Halberdiers do, so they would have to have something. And I really hope, kind of not off topic of Boltons, but off topic of the Spearmen, kind of, that the units work well with the attachments that we already have. I guess we didn't talk about that. What do we think our attack is going to come as attachments in the box? You think it's just going to be Dreadfort Captains and Flayers? I mean, Flayers wouldn't make sense if there's no Blackguard in the box, right?
Are you talking about for the starter box?
Yeah, sorry.
Or for the
specific.
Because I was going to say, for the Bowman and the Dreadfort, or for the, the two Dreadfort units, I don't think they will come with any attachments. That's just my hunch. If you look at the Bowman, obviously, I don't think most Bowmen never come with an attachment, if I'm not mistaken. I could totally be wrong there. I think...
Kranigman, but that's not really Bowman, per se.
Yeah, like they're short range and whatnot. But,
yeah, I would say that you're correct. Nothing
but
with
the
Bowman.
Dreadfort Spearmen, I don't see. Normally, they have the character on the box, and the only one that stands out is holding the banner. That's just my guess, my assumption. Normally, they'll throw like a cool guy on there if it to represent the attachment. As far as the box itself. My guess, normally it comes with 3 attachments, if I'm not mistaken, with the exception of, Targaryens, which technically had the 4 attachments because of the vets.
If there's 2 cutthroats, then we could easily see Dreadfort Captains come with cutthroats.
Yep, and 1 flare with the Blackguard. I think that's a strong assumption, is that... you're looking at two Dreadfort captains and then one Flayer, which I'm assuming the Blackguard are probably, I don't know, it's hard to say. The Blackguard could totally be getting a new sculpt, and the reason I say that is let's look at the Stark and Lannister starter boxes. The Stark got new Sworn Swords, so that's two units of Sworn Swords, and then one unit of Berserkers, which also got new sculpts. Same thing with Lannisters. And the fourth unit was a new unit, so maybe that's a good indication that the fourth unit is a Bowman, a Dreadfort Bowman, or Archer, or whatever it's called. And then the Lannister got two new Guardsmen, or a new sculpts for the Guardsmen, which there's two of them, and then a new Halberdier sculpt. And then the fourth unit was a new unit, which was the Brigands.
So that makes a lot of sense.
Now I'm kind of convincing myself that with the combination of seeing that Bowman guy on the front next to the Blackguard, my guess is you'll have two new sculpts of Cutthroats, a new sculpt of Blackguard, which will also come, in my opinion, it will probably come with a new sculpt of
the Flayer.
Flayer, and then we already see in the sculpts of the
Cutthroats, the Dreadfort captain.
Cutthroats, yep, there's a new Dreadfort captain, I'm assuming, because it looks almost identical to...
He's got the curvy sword and the armor. I think that's almost... I bet a lot of money that that's the Dreadfort captain.
Which, I know some people may look at that skull and be like, well, he's like holding it like he's going to swing it like a bat. I still think it's easily the best Dreadfort captain sculpt. Like, I am super excited to get this guy. I like his stance. I like the way his cloak is flowing, his helmet, everything. And then the, because before we go on to, like, the last box, we can kind of discuss the sculpts of the three units that we have here. The Cutthroats look amazing. Just like the Stark and Lannister new sculpts, these guys blow the old sculpts out of the water.
Cutthroats have always been one of the most boring sculpts in the game, too. I love my
so
Cutthroats,
short.
They suck.
And they're so short, yeah. Like, I bet you these guys are, like, normal height with the rest of the sculpts out there. Which, I'm right there with you. Painted.
I have five.
Five painted. And I have three painted. And I painted all of them, so I've painted eight units of Cutthroats.
Yep.
So
that
I'm
about
in the
to paint
boat
eight
that
more.
As soon as he's... So I'm in the boat that, I'm going to get them, and I'm going to paint them, which sucks because... Just like you, I have a fully painted Bolton army. I have two units of Bastard Girls painted, three units of Flagmen painted, three units of Blackguard painted, and three units of Cutthroats painted. To be totally honest with you, I'll probably just sell that whole thing off because at that point, I might even just go with a different scheme or something because if I'm already going to have to paint all new Cutthroats, new Blackguard, and might even start over and just see if I can recuperate some of the costs and sell the Bolton army.
How easy it would be.
Yeah, these sculpts are amazing. I think, to be totally honest with you, one of my favorite parts about these sculpts, I don't know about you, is that every sculpt has a different weapon or a different, like,
some type of flail or cudgel or something. Yeah, they are amazing looking for sure.
So, the reason for that being is these guys are cutthroats. They're not some, they're a bunch of, like, they're a band of, like, just, marauders, for lack of a better word. They're not going to be this, like, completely uniformed force with all the same weapons, These guys are a bunch of people that are just, trying to get paid, So, granted, they're called Bolton and House, from their area. But, so I'm super excited for them. Going over to the Bowman, Looking at their helmets, I could maybe see their armor being a 4-up, but really I'm pretty sure they're going to be a 5-up. Or I should say, just their helmet more so. But
I'd be horrified if they were a 4-up, to be honest. I feel like 4-up is just too much for a ranged unit. It's annoying when you see a 4-up ranged unit for multiple reasons. Like as we've seen with Targaryens, defense is not necessarily the armor they wear. They could wear heavy armor, but absolutely have no way of truly defending themselves. So, like, if you're holding a bow, what are you going to do? You're going to block an axe with a bow? Unlikely.
And you could always, like, give defensive abilities in other ways. For example, what if these guys had the ability that they can never be panicked, but they have a bad morale? So, you know, you could be like, okay, well, take your 8-up, 9-up morale, depending on if you have some modifiers, but you're never going to panic me and have to make, and not even necessarily these guys, I'm just saying in general, like any archer unit, you could add other, like, defensive buffs to their morale without saying they're super brave.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I like sculpts.
Trick.
I like how one sculpt is, you know, aiming upwards to get that arch. One is aiming, like, straight forward. I love putting, like, the arched up in the air in the back, and then the ones shooting straight forward in the front, and then kind of the ones getting ready kind of somewhere mixed in the middle. But I'm kind of OCD. I know some people just kind of throw them in there, but
I mean, I do this. Right. As long as I'm not in a rush, I do the same thing as you. So I agree. I think it would be really cool.
All right. Last thing before the hero box. So looking at the sculpts for the whatchamacallit, the
characters.
Starter. Roose and Ramsay look amazing.
Roose especially looks so good.
Yep. Slightly disappointed that it's the same Reek.
It's
Reek. I have literally four Reeks
anyway.
Painted. Yeah. Yeah, I literally have four Reeks painted. Yes.
Because you bought all those
neutral
cards,
ones.
Right?
Well, I have two neutral ones painted because I do two of every neutral minimum. And for those that don't know why, it's not because of any other reason except for I lend out my stuff a lot, and I don't want to not have it if I wanted it and someone else borrow it, so I always have two. The reason I have two more is I have one painted up in my Greyjoy scheme and one painted up in my Martell scheme. Because I also have four Roose and Ramses. I have one of each painted up in Martell's, one of each painted up in Greyjoy's, and then I have one of each for neutral, and then one of each of their alternate sculpt for neutral. So I don't have two of the same sculpt for neutral. But still, with Reek, I mean, the one thing I guess I can't complain about with this Reek sculpt is it is insanely easy to paint. It takes me, like, from start to finish, 30 minutes to paint this model. And that's with basing, everything. So that's one thing I can say that about it. And it is good sculpt, you know, and they even went down to, you know, him having missing toes to, you know, it's definitely a great sculpt. But with everything else, basically having a new sculpt, it's kind of my same criticism with Varamyr, how his eagle in that Varamyr box is the same exact eagle that you get in the skin changer boxes. And, you know, I bought two skin changer boxes, so I'm sitting here with, like, five eagles that all look the same. So what do you think about the dice? I know you already have your own awesome custom Bolton dice, but with that aside, what do you think?
They're a little too pink for me. Like, I understand house colors, and people may say, like, well, that's the color of the house, and that's fine. I always thought it was a little too bright for such a dark faction, personally. I don't hate them, though, but they look like a strawberry shortcake.
I agree. I shouldn't say everyone, but most people by this point know my criticism. I can't stand Seamon dice. The reason being is all their pips look like nipples, especially these ones, which are pink. So I always get custom dice fine on almost all of the Seamon dice. I just can't stand the nipple pips. To kind of finish up that part, I agree. Roos looks easily the best of these five. Ramsey, I still like a lot. He still looks very big, intimidating, while making him look a lot more dynamic. You know, he's not just kind of being stoic, just kind of sitting there with his like helm or whatnot. He looks a lot more ready for battle.
I gotta say, that's what I really love about this Roos sculpt, is that the other Roos sculpts are really static, right? The NCU one just has a dagger behind his back, and then the other just has a sword in the ground. And while I love the sculpt because he just looks cool, this Roos looks—he's not supposed to look this huge, but he looks like huge, intimidating, and ready to chop some fools down. And
yep.
I am so stoked for this guy. I'm gonna use him even when I'm not using him.
the NCUs are, there's not much to say. I already forgot her name, but
Fat Walda?
Yeah, Fat Walda. She's definitely pretty big.
That's literally the entire purpose of writing her into the story.
You know, basic NCU, just kind of standing there looking, you know, like, you know, there's great sculpts. You know, they got a lot of detail, and so I'll say that. But we can move on from there. Let's see. Last thing is the hero box. I'll let you take away on this one, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm spotty on a lot of who they could be. Let me find the image though. There we go.
I don't know who all of them would be, but I have to at least guess that many of these. So the guy in the front looks like he has a whip or a lash or something. So I don't remember his name, but he could be like, oh yeah, maybe. Well, that's what I was going to say. These have to be the Bastard Girls. So the dogs, like the unit's called Bastard Girls, but Bastard's Boys are like his group of, like, I don't know if friends is the right word, but that's Ramsey's group of little sadistic henchmen. And this has to be them, at least a good amount. Specifically, the three sitting at the table and maybe the two sitting by the door. I don't really know who the like bigger guys at the back are. But I would have to think that if you're going to pull anything to make Bolton named units, it has to be the Bastards Boys, because there's really not much else that I can think of off the top of my head. Unless you're just making stuff up, or I don't even know if they can do the Shira Errol path with like one or two sentences about stuff. Because I don't know if there are one or two sentences about stuff, but I would have to think that a majority of these guys. Oh, there's a dog in the picture too. One of them is definitely the kennel guy.
There's two of them.
Oh, where's the second one?
He's holding it.
Who?
At the table.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Sorry, the picture I have is a little pixelated, so he's like feeding him a bone. Yeah. So that guy's got to be like the Houndmaster or whatever he's called.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to guess that he does something with the good old puppies. You would have to believe that he helps my girls a little bit somehow. And then the rest could just go in anything and just have very panic-oriented buffs, I would think.
Yep. I'm excited. I think I mentioned it before you hopped on, but I don't know if there's a single person more excited than you about it.
I'm so stoked. I haven't even talked in that chat really, like, besides occasionally in a couple months, and I saw this and I was like, oh my god! I started looking everywhere for everything I could find.
Yep.
I've played Bolton since the day the game came out. I have played maybe 20 games outside of Bolton games, and I've played hundreds of Bolton games throughout the years.
Yep.
That'd be crazy. I have played Bastard Girls hundreds of times. I almost strictly stuck to Boltons. I tried Stormcrows here and there. I tried Skirmishers a bit, I never once touched anything past those, even though I bought them, except Hedge Knight attachments. I've just stuck to Boltons almost primarily. Four units for like 5 years.
Yep. Well, and that's what I mean. Like, the number of, like, because you, like you said, you've tried other games and other factions, but you never really were any other faction, like, as your identity. Like, you had Lannisters for a while, and you played a handful of games, but I would have never have considered you a Lannister player, even back then. You just kind of threw them on the table sometimes. Especially, you know, when you couldn't even get your hands on enough cutthroats and play proper games.
In the beginning, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, I was just using, like, three Bastard Girls and, like, two Flaymen.
Yep. So, that's what I mean to anyone listening. You know, I know everyone out there is probably excited for him, but Justin here, the number of people that have been strictly neutral with basically nothing else for the entirety of the game since the Kickstarter and pretty much been loyal to them and never changing faction. I mean, the number of people like that, I would not doubt if it's in the single digits. And that's been, you know, I would not doubt if that's part of the reason. I know you have, you know, conquests and everything going on for you, but I wouldn't doubt if a love for Boltons have kind of been part of a little part of the piece of why, you know, you've kind of slowed back on it. And I wouldn't blame you, you know. It's your faction, and even though some people would say that it's not a faction, it's, you know, kind of what you love and what you've already played. And which leads me to my last question to you before we end the show. How are you going to feel about them now that they're going to probably be super popular? Because I know a big reason that you played the neutrals. Yeah, a big reason you play the neutrals is because you like kind of playing the thing that not a lot of people do.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a huge... So, I would have been a Bolton or a Baratheon main if they weren't super widely popular when they came out, because I like Baratheons the most in the books. I'm a huge book fan. I read them all twice. I listened to the audiobook for a third time to refresh myself. I have, like, all the extra books. I love Game of Thrones since the season one came out, and I just kept up with it. Love Baratheons, but like he said, I stuck to Boltons because nobody really just mains Boltons that I know of. Went to plenty of tournaments out of state and stuff for years with Dave and Brett and whatnot. And people, you know, occasionally, like, LVO was, I think, a Bolton listed really well once or twice there, a couple other things. But I've just stuck with them because they just weren't popular. And even when they were good or bad or things were broken, I always just stuck with them. This is a time where I had asked myself the same question, but the answer is I don't really care anymore. I've been with them for so long that this is not a faction that I will, like, jump off because other people are playing it. I won't wake up in the morning feeling guilty that I jumped on a popular faction because I didn't. And that's okay if you do. I'm not, you know, that's not, like, a bad thing at all, but it's not going to hurt my wanting to play different factions kind of thing, because at the end of the day, it's still not going to be an absurdly popular faction for a while unless they get a ton of units, right? And I don't see them getting a ton of units in the future.
Who, the Boltons?
Yeah. I imagine it'll stay a pretty small faction.
I'm not too sure. I think if they're going this route, like if they're really going into it as a faction and going through all this trouble, I actually believe that they will. I think they'll be a full-fledged faction. That's my guess. I have no real proof or evidence, anything that says that. My only hunch on that is, you know, they've created two units that I'm assuming you can only play if you're Bolton. They're coming out with a starter for it. A tactics deck, again, assuming that I think that they will. Maybe it may have less, yes. I will say that I think they could possibly still, you know, to put it into a percentage, I would say they'll probably have 75% of the options that other factions will have. But I still think they'll have plenty. I don't think that this is even close to where they stop.
I wouldn't ever think that they'd release a faction with the intention of stopping immediately.
I would love it. You know, it'd be really cool if maybe even if they're Fabio or whoever may be listening to this show and, like, hear some of the cool ideas, you know, I threw out there for some faction identity. That would be really cool, whether it be, you know, equalizing the panic by making good panic not be so impenetrable, or like even with the archers being able to place a panic after the resolution of an attack and so on. Because I think the only things that we're really getting here that's new is the tactics deck and archers, spearmen, and a hero box. So
do you think they're
going to
have new commanders for Roots and Ramsey?
I do.
That's what I would think too.
What I was kind of mentioning, I think a little earlier, that Brian from the chat was mentioning somewhere he got the number 52 tactics cards.
And if you
break it down to, the 14 neutral, 14 Bolton, and then 6, 6, 6, 6, if you were to do two versions of Ramsey, two versions of Roos, that comes out to, if not mistaken, exactly 52 cards. Maybe not. Let's see. 14 plus 14 is 28. Give them a lot more flavor, especially because you were kind of mentioning with the hero box, there's not a whole, like, a whole lot they can do with heroes and characters. I don't think that they're really going to have to lean on Roos and Ramsey the same way they lean on Renly and Stannis. I personally think that they could fall in that category where you're going to end up with a mounted Roos, a mounted Ramsey.
I know exactly what the mounted one would be. The first time you see Ramsey show up outside of Reek's form is when he takes Theon, and he's mounted on a horse with his armor looking like a flayed man, and the horse has red armor on it as well.
Yep.
That's an easy sculpt for them to do.
Yep. So I'm super excited. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is, like, my new favorite thing ever, kind of like how Martells were and even Greyjoys looked for me. But I'm still excited to buy all of it, play all of it, and probably paint it all up. But it definitely won't be one of my main factions or even probably towards the top. It'll probably fall somewhere right in the middle for me. But
It'll be my least played faction for sure.
In other words, because you only have one faction, it's your least and most played.
Yes. honestly, I'm kind of glad to get away from neutrals as a faction as well. I've never really felt like they work together, so none of the units that come out are ever exciting for me as a pure neutral player because they just don't jive.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I would not be sad in any way if every neutral house or, like, sub-house just got the same treatment, like how Stormcrows are neutral, but now they are part of Targaryens, now Boltons, and it'd be cool if, I don't know how you could incorporate that with Bloody Mummers, but you could do it with Golden Company, all that stuff. I would love to kind of just see these, just get their own, like, faction treatment. Even if it was just the same thing as the Boltons here, where keep it all as neutral as it is, especially because some people have already bought into these things as neutral, but then you come out with its own tactics deck and a handful of units that aren't neutral, but then also combo with what's already been released. So, but with that said, I think kind of wraps it up. Is there anything else you wanted to end with?
Well, while you were talking about how you think it'll be a full-fledged faction, I was thinking, I think I've had this discussion with either you or someone else, maybe Spencer and stuff before, but we know that he becomes Warden of the North, so I don't think it would be crazy to start adding not saying add the Stark units to it, but they can make Northmen units that serve the Boltons as, like, they come out with eventually also. Not Stark units that can be used in Bolton, but new North units.
I could also see, because you were talking about, I think this would make a lot of sense, how you were kind of talking about, you know, oh, well, this faction might not be as big as other factions, I think you might be, in a way, right, in the sense that how much they get added to them. But I could see all the Karstark units becoming Bolton options. If I'm not mistaken, Karstark did align with Bolton.
That could totally be a thing.
Or even Umber. I know a lot of the houses sided with Bolton after the whole debacle.
Yeah, more or less most of them did, except like Bear Isle and stuff, right? Although, do we know? I don't know if we have like a ton of details in the books necessarily. I'm not 100% sure. Because it gets a little... The Roos being Warden of the North thing is at the end of the fifth book, and really it's just Stannis marching on the Winterfell, but it takes like the entire book. And he doesn't ever really get... He hasn't gotten there yet, as far as I'm aware. No, he definitely hasn't. The last thing we know is that they get attacked in the middle of the night by horsemen with the snow. So, who knows?
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm excited. I think they have, you know... Some people look at a lot of these things when they get released, and they don't really, you know, you kind of have to do what we're doing and talk about it and kind of explore the ideas of what they could do to kind of remind yourself that as long as you get really creative, like, you can do a lot with expanding on things and adding things. Because sometimes people are like, man, I don't know how this game's going to survive more than, like, three more years. They're just going to run out of things to do. And I don't know, like, ever since I was, in high school, I've always kind of, like, had this, I don't know if you'd call it a dream, but, you know, similar to a dream, you know, or maybe just a small dream to kind of create a game. I just never really had the time or the means to do it. And, you know, they would ever have imagined, you know, I bet you the game, if it's still going 10 years from now, a lot of the people that are, you know, right now saying, man, I don't know how I'd survive a couple more years, you know, 10 years from now, if they're still somehow playing as well, and they look back and they go, man, it really did last that long. So, so we'll see. But, yeah, with that said, thank you again for coming on. This was an amazing show. It was last minute, and I was already pumped for the stuff. I'm even more pumped for it.
I am obviously beyond excited. I never really thought that I'd get anything new. I thought it would just be more neutrals, and someday it would be a panic-based neutral faction that I could add to my Boltons. But this is very exciting. And I'm actually really excited to play more of the game, because I've been... Not, like, out of it, obviously. I still go to the tournaments every other month or so. But, like, I spend most of my time with Concourse and whatnot, as you said. So I'm definitely going to play more games. I'll drive out. We'll get some games as often as we can.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, not only, there's so much to unpack here. There's, you know, you're going to have it's going to be its own faction, have its own tactics. New hero box, which I've always mentioned on here, is like the most bang for your buck. There is a rumor somewhere, I don't know if there's somehow proof of it, but they're going to get like 4 new NCUs. I don't know if that means 2 from the starter box and 2 from the hero box or what, but that just adds so many options. And then on top of all of that, new sculpts. So I'll kind of end it there. Again, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you all for listening. Definitely stay tuned for more episodes. Definitely try to get Justin here a little more once things start rolling out with Boltons. And, that way you guys don't have to listen to Brett so much. All right.
Poor Brett.
Yeah. All right, everyone, take care.
All right, goodbye.
This is the Small Council Radio, and it is dismissed.
Still here. Why?